Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Peter chapter 4. You know, when I was studying this, the Lord was speaking to my heart. Solomon said in Proverbs 10:12, hatreds stir up strife, but love covers sin. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is, what are we stirring? What are we stirring? And I believe that the Holy Spirit desires to stir us up, to stir up the gifts that are in us. And you say, well, Pastor, you've preached on this before. Well, until we get it and it starts going, we got to keep doing it. So if you don't want to hear it anymore, put your gifts to practice. Hallelujah. Remember this as we're speaking this. There is no condemnation to those in Christ. This isn't, no word and no way is this coming in condemnation. God's given us a spirit of love. You know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And even the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, 6, he said that he puts them in remembrance to stir up the gift of God which is in him. Amen. Then he says by the putting on of hands, but I'm not speaking about the putting on of hands today. I'm speaking about the preaching of the word.
Amen.
Amen. And God wants to stir us up. So if you look with me in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning to read in verse number 7. The word of God says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Today we want to focus our attention on verse number 10. He says, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The title of this morning's message with the help of the Lord is Taking for Granted. And we're going to look at the grant, the grantee, and the grantor. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together? Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, we're grateful for what you sent your word here to accomplish in this house, in every heart, and every life this day. Father, I pray again, as I pray often, Father God, speak through me. May the words proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me, Father God. And may the hearers be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. When all was said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, Lord, we give you praise and glory in advance for all you're going to do in this house today, and we'll never cease to give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at this, the greatest gift we know is salvation, but in this light, when the Apostle Peter is speaking, he says, as every man have received a gift, the gift here is a grant that's been given to you and I. It comes from the Greek word charisma, and charisma means an endowment, a deposit that God has given everyone gives. Rather, he says every man, but in that context, he's speaking man, woman, mankind is what he's speaking about. And every one of us have been given a grant, been given a gift from God, some many gifts, you know. It's depending on what you're putting to work and what you're doing with what he gave you. To begin with, we want to look at this grant, this endowment. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. It's so important for us to recognize and to realize and understand that this grant is from God. It's not what I did to deserve or earn it, just like the gift. It was by grace that we're saved by faith. It was a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. And I believe the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7, he wants to get this, instill this in the church or the body of Christ. He is speaking to the church of Corinth here. But he says here in verse 7, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" Now I wanted you to understand something. I'm not talking about, rather, this isn't just about spiritual gifts. This is about natural talents and natural abilities. It's about what you have and what you don't have. Everything that you have had to be received somehow. If somebody gave you something, you still had to receive it. In other words, what God says, let's not let those things get to our head because God allowed us to have them. Amen? In other words, God wants us to know that, hey, that everything that we have, we've received. Amen? And in other words, sometimes I think, well, I did this to get this. No, I see it in a different light. God allowed me to do this, so I got this. Amen? And we see it in that light, and we recognize it, we can look at things a little differently. But in the light that we're speaking about today, in the light that God wants to shine in the house today, is in the gifts of God, that the call of God and the gifts of God that are irrevocable that God has given to you and I. Look with me in Isaiah chapter 50. The prophet Isaiah illustrates this in Isaiah chapter 50. And we recognize that Isaiah was a major prophet. Why was he a major prophet? Because he spoke more than the minor prophets. All right? And if you look at it, the book is bigger. So he was a major prophet. God spoke through him often. Okay? And if you look in Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 4, the Word of God says this. The prophet Isaiah saying, "The Lord God have given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord have opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back." In other words, the Lord opens his ears. He learned to hear from the Lord, and then he spoke. In other words, the prophet was sensitive to what God was saying. He was recognizing this gift as a prophet was given to him from God. And he says that he's learned how to be obedient, how to follow through, and how to speak forth what God has called him to speak forth. Now, if Isaiah didn't speak forth what God had called him to speak forth, the book of Isaiah wouldn't be in the Bible. Amen? But Isaiah was obedient to the call of God and the gift of God that was in him. And I believe what the Father is saying is not to allow the gifts to lay dormant or inactive, but allow them to be used for his glory. Sometimes you say, well, Pastor, I don't have that ability. Well, if God tells you to do it, it's not about your ability. It's about what God wants to do. Amen. And I tell you something, when God uses people that normally don't talk a lot, they're listened to more. Sometimes when people talk a lot, they're used to hearing them a lot. Are you with me? God wants you to understand today that He's called you, that He's chosen you, and He's anointed you for such a time as now. That He has you here today because He has something that He wants to get into your heart and your spirit. That He wants us to be active and alive. We're not dead. We're alive. Anybody got the Spirit of God? If you got the Spirit of God, He's not a dead spirit. Hello? The Spirit's alive. The Spirit's alive and well. Turn with me in Romans chapter 12. Verse number 6. We're talking about the grant, as every man has received the gift, the endowment, the charisma. He says in verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. In other words, sometimes, let us prophesy. When we're speaking words of encouragement, sometimes a word of prophecy that comes in a word of correction, you've got to have some faith to speak that word. But if you don't have, God says that in the body of Christ, prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. And the prophet Isaiah said he had a word to speak to them that are weary. And when the prophet Isaiah was speaking to them that were weary, he wasn't loading their weariness, he was lifting them up. That's why he says in God's word, as words like, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. In other words, what God is saying, He is encouraging us. He is prophesying the word over us because sometimes we get worn out. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get tired because we haven't seen what we're expecting. But he says here, on ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching, on he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. In other words, we're given an endowment, we have charisma, and listen to me. He says, as every man. There isn't one child of God in the room that God hasn't at least given one gift to for the body of Christ. Hello? I think he meant what he said when he said every man. He says, as every man have received a gift, even so minister the same one to another. In other words, my gift isn't for me. My gift is be a blessing for someone else. My gift is to lift someone else. Amen. He says, if as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards. In other words, when we're looking at this, what we're looking at now is the grantee. The grant was the gift, the charisma. Amen. The grantee is the recipient, speaking about you and I. Amen. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19. The word of God says what? Question mark. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. You and I were purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In other words, I'm going to bring glory to God. And the light that I'm speaking about this, we've got an endowment of the Holy Spirit to help activate the gifts that are in us. Amen. Again, the Spirit of God that's in you is alive and well. He's alive and active. Amen. What happens is we lean on our own understanding and we don't acknowledge Him, but He says, trust the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct us. He'll give us direction and guidance. Amen. So He says to you and I, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul again here is writing to his student Timothy. How many students of the gospel do we have in the room? Let me see your hand. So if he's writing to his students, he's writing to us. Amen? He tells you and I to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 8, the word of God says, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us. That good thing, that the gospel, that good thing, the gift of God, that good thing, the gifts that every man has received, we're keeping by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will stir us, will strengthen us, will encourage us. Amen? In other words, God didn't call us to do something by ourselves. He gave us a helper. He gave us an advocate. He gave us a teacher. He gave us a friend. Amen. And I don't know about you. I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother because he's inside of me. My brother's beside me, but he's inside me. You can't get any closer than that. Amen. And as he's saying this, he's talking to you and I as the grantee. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, this isn't one of those Holy Ghost shouting messages. It's more of a teaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Many have said, well, Pastor, I don't know what I'm called to do. Well, we pray at the altar today, the Lord shows you. Hello? 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 1. He says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. And verse number 2, he says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. In other words, being a good steward of the manifold grace of God, being a good steward of what God has entrusted us with, that what he has endowed us with, the gift. As the grantee, we've got the grant. You and I are the grantees. We're to be good stewards of what he's gifted us with. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So we find that we have the grant, the endowment, the charisma. We have the grantee, speaking of ourselves, and God's called us to be good stewards. He says, as every man have received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of what? Of the manifold grace of God. He's the grantor. Amen. He is the giver of all good things. Every good gift and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. We recognize that all these things come from Him. Are you with me? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 9. Listen to the Apostle Paul. He said, for I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Let me stop here a second. No matter what you did in your past, you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. If God says His blood washed away my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered. In other words, if He's not remembering, we have to recognize that we're called of God. That when I said, yes, Jesus, come in my heart, that not only did He come into my heart, but He's going to use me for His kingdom and for His glory. Amen? And He's going to use everyone. Everyone. As everyone has received a gift. And He says in verse 10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. In other words, even though Paul says, I recognize that God used me for a whole look. You know, your whole New Testament is basically Paul. God's using me for a whole bunch. But it wasn't me. It was the grace of God. And the grace of God kept him. The grace of God sustained him. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of storm, in the midst of affliction, in the midst of persecution, the grace of God held him. In other words, what God wants you to know is He loves you and He will take care of you. He loves you and He has a plan for your life and He will not change His mind. He said, I have called you and the call is irrevocable. It will not change. Amen. Barbara Judy just sang a great song. My chains are gone. I've been set free. Hallelujah. I just hear that. It just resonates in my heart, my life. Hallelujah. Come on. Has God done something for anyone in the house? Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, He says to you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, again, in his second letter to the church of Corinth, I like that verse 12 where he says this. He says, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you ward. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Even when you hear that old hymn, Amazing Grace, man, that ought to resonate something in your heart and your life. You know, the Apostle Paul says also in In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We're looking at the grant, the charisma, the gifts. Has every man ever received a gift? Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards, the grantee, the recipient of the gift. By the manifold grace of God is the grantor. Amen. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1, he says this, "We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and the day of salvation have I succored thee," or kept thee. "Behold, now is the time." Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. In other words, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is this, as every man has received a gift, we've all been given a grant. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards. We're the grantees of the manifold grace of God. He's the grantor. God wants to work through everyone in the room. God wants to minister through every heart and every life, no matter where you're at. Not just on a Sunday in church, but wherever you are. You know, the Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory." We show Him glory when we allow the gifts of God to flow through our lives. Amen. So in closing, short message. Everybody say, praise God. I only have six closes. You know, as we receive the gift, I believe what the Lord is speaking in my heart is that we don't take it for granted. You know, that we don't take what God has done for us for granted. That everything that we have was a gift from God. Our families, our children, our jobs, our homes, our belongings, they're just a gift from God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse number 6, he says that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." And I believe what the Lord is saying is, hey, you have gifts. And there's things that are missing in the atmosphere because the gifts aren't working. The gifts are laying dormant. And God wants us to put our gifts so that the body, the one sitting beside you today, needs what you have. God didn't give it to him. He gave it to you. And God didn't give everybody everything. You know, if God gave us all everything, none of us would need anybody. I don't know about you, but I can't even live without this. God gave me her. I hope he gave her me. That it was a blessing from God. And I believe what the Father is saying is, don't take for granted and miss what He's already given you. So many times the adversary wants us to focus on what we don't have so we don't appreciate what we do. You know, Jesus said this in closing. He said in John 15, He said, "Wherein is the Father glorified that you bear much fruit, and so you shall be called my disciples." Hallelujah. How did he be, what did he say before that? If you abide in me, my words abide in you. In other words, God wasn't saying these things just for the sake of saying. He said them because there's a purpose and there's a plan. And he wants you to know how valuable you are to him. Hello? That you have great value. That you have great worth. And circumstances and things in life might try to trample you down and step on you, but God wants you to recognize that you're his child. Amen? So in closing today, what's it we looked at today? Hey, as every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We have the grant, the grantee, and the grantor. Bow your heads and let us pray.